Got to move that. I might get caught up in it. That'd be terrible. Preacher get caught in his leash. Fall down here. But anyway, I thank God. And I remember the very first time that conviction really filled my heart was at a revival that I didn't attend. But my sister told me about my mother requesting prayer for me because I was lost. And when she said that, that broke my heart. But I knew people were praying, but most of all, I knew Mom was praying. Now, I thank God for a praying mother, and everyone that's here should thank God if you have a praying mother that has prayed for you, or someone that you might think, well, you know, there's a lot of ladies that never had been able to have children, and they say, I'm not a mother. Oh, yes, you've been a mother to someone some point in your life, that you have been a mother to someone, and that you have blessed their heart, and that you have filled their life with love. So we can thank God for people that have been mothers, even though they may not have had children. We can thank God for that. But today I want us to look in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. And I want us to think about mothers. I want you to think about good, godly mothers. And the standard that's left in God's Word that we hear about of their love, their commitment. It's not just something that you take should take for granted. There's ladies in this world that just don't realize the responsibility that God has blessed them with and the great and honorable gift that God has blessed them with. He chose Mary to bear His Son into this world to be His earthly mother because He found her, found grace in His eyes, found her to be a virtuous woman, found her to be someone dedicated to carrying out the work that God had entrusted in her to do to raise Jesus to the point where He would start His ministry and what He would start. He had an earthly mother. Thank God we have a heavenly Father, but God chose an earthly mother for His Son to come into this world to be able to go to the cross of Calvary and be yours and my near kinsman to pay our sin debt, to have the blood of humanity flowing through Him as well as the royal blood of God flowing through His veins. His salvation. He took on this flesh that He would know, and He came into this world by the way of Mary. But thank God He was God's Son. Any way that God would have wanted Him to come, He was able, but God chose for Him to come through Mary. And she was a virtuous woman and found grace in the eyes of God. We don't know how many mothers that's sitting here today that may have children that one day may be preachers, may be the President of the United States. It'll be because of your raising them and bringing them up in the ways of God, teaching them from an early age their beliefs and to believe on what they believe and take that holy into their heart and trust it. By teaching and being a good godly mother, you leave an example for young girls who one day will become mothers on how they should raise their children, how they should love their husbands, and to share love with others. Does mothers ever let you go hungry? No, they try to feed you even when you're full. They want to make sure that you're taken care of. They want clothes on your back. Well, you better put a jacket on. They want you to be warm when it's cold. They want to take care of you. Oh, Mom, you're getting in my business. No, they love you. They love you. They want to know what's going on so they can share with you through their experiences. And guess what? They were teenagers once too. You may not believe that. They was not born the age they are now. They had to go through the same thing you're going through. They've been there. They've done that. They've experienced it. Some hard knocks, some easy. But they want to help you. Fathers, you'll get your message in about 5 weeks. But mothers and the example that God has given us is of a good godly mother. Staying up of a night and praying over a child that has a fever of 103. And it won't go down no matter how much medication. But you start praying and the fever breaks early in the morning, but the vigil is not broken. That the prayers are still going up for God's healing hand. When you scrape your knee, I don't know what it was about Mama being able to kiss it that took the pain away. Mine, she got the Mercurochrome after that and painted me orange. Or the rubbing alcohol. Let's put a little alcohol on that. And it was murder. But it was for your good. We didn't realize that. So I'll try not to talk too much about it. There's only one more thing I want to say about it. Any of you that's never had castor oil? Don't hide it in orange juice, moms, if you try to give it to them. It'll turn them against it for a while. She tried to get it in any way she could and thought that was a good means to get it in, but it wasn't. But anyway, it was a cause of love. Love. God's love. God give mothers a special love. An unconditional love. From the time when they start expecting you to come into this world, there's a bond that is placed there that nothing can separate. It's almost the greatest love is what God has for us. The love that He puts in a mother's heart. Now He gives dads a different kind of love. But a mother's love is just different. It's special. It's a bond, like I said, that will not ever be broken. Even when there's hardships and there's heartaches and there's fusses in families because it happens, there's still that bond there, that wanting, a longing to come together and to be that mom and child once again. Now, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Like I said, they give the job description of a mother. And they gave the pay rate for what it was going to pay. They didn't want the job. They had men and women both listen to it. And they didn't want the job until they realized what it was. And they told them it was being a mom. Being a mom. Her price is far above rubies. You can't place a price tag on what all they do. What all they do. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. When there's a relationship that's put together by God and there's trust and there's a bond that is made under God's heaven that cannot be separated by the tolls and by the storms of this world, there's a trust there where no one has to go looking anywhere else for satisfaction, for companionship. It's there. It's placed there by God. There's a bond that can't be broken. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. A good Christian mother, she's not a lazy person. She works to provide for the house. She works to provide for her household. When there's tragedies that need assistance from the folks at the church, she prepares food. She goes and visits. She helps clean when people have tragedy that hits. They show that love to their family and also to others. And they're not lazy. They're not lazy when it comes to serving God either. They have a love in their heart that, like I said, God places there. Gives them a desire to help others, a willingness and a want to be a friend. Us men, we'd say, we ain't got time for that phone call. Get off the phone, we've got to go. But a willing mother with a loving heart shares that much love with someone else to lift them up. And it makes a difference in people's lives. That's why God created man and woman. Knew the woman needed the special love to attend to all the needs of everyone. And dad to the ones that he thought worthy. Because a lot of times that's the way we react. The ones that's worthy of our love. But mothers react to the love like Christ does. To everyone. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. And there's been a few times when we cooked at the campground when it was on fire. But she makes sure that we are well fed. She goes to the grocery store and fights the time of being in there trying to go up and down the aisles to find what is pleasing for her family to eat. To prepare the meals that she knows that they're going to enjoy. She brings it in and she takes little things. And we can open up a cabinet now. Dad, you have to agree with me. Sometimes we can open up a cabinet and look in there and we don't see a meal in that cabinet whatsoever. Mom can go and open the same cabinet doors and come out with a 5-course meal that we couldn't see. It wasn't hidden, it wasn't camouflaged. It was in the stuff right there in front of us. We just didn't figure out how we could get it from the cabinet to the stove back on the table in those little boxes. But moms can. Moms can. When she gives up something that she might want to eat so that you've got plenty. That's the love that a mother has. She's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. There's been times I know that, and Sandra said, don't talk about me today, but I've got to just a little bit. There's times that I woke up after we had went to bed and Sandra would be up cleaning because there was something she just got on her mind needing to be done. She'd get up and do it and try not to bother anybody else with what was going on. And sometimes it was because the kids made a mess. It wasn't never because I made one. It was because the kids didn't know. Well, we just don't, we take it for granted. Try doing a mom's job for a day. Try handling everything and juggling everything and making sure everything's done. And work, if they've got a job, work 8 hours, come home, do it all over again. And here, mom, honey. Then she hears you. But she riseth while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruits of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. You think about it, men, without the strength of our wives and children, without the strength of your mother, you wouldn't be the people that you are. Without their encouragement, without their strengthening you, when you're weak in spirit, when you're discouraged, the encouraging words, the arms wrapped around you, the encouraging cards and letters that you might receive, that keeps us going, strengthens us, and know, Mom believes in me, and has shared her love, so I know that I can do this. I know that I can do this. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good and her candle goeth not out by night. She's watchful. She's not slothful in the things that she does, and she knows that her merchandise is good. Has any of your mothers ever willingly fixed a bad meal and served it to you? Because you done something that was spiteful, so she done something spiteful back. No, because most times she had to eat the same meal. She wasn't going to fix something you couldn't eat because she had to eat it too. Because of love. Didn't matter how angry or upset they was, no matter how much we had done wrong, when it come time to eat or time for a need that we had as children, Mom was there to fulfill it. What a love that God gave a special person called Mother. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. They made sure when we started to run out the door, put on your toboggan, put on your coat, get your gloves, put on some boots and get them tennis shoes off or snow on the ground. They made sure that we had what we needed when we went out. She wasn't afraid of the snow because she took her every precaution to make sure that we were ready. She would stretch out to her hands to her neighbors that were less fortunate than she was. And she blessed the families and held them together a lot of times, the glue that held the families together. She maketh her self-coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he setteth among the elders of the land. We should honor our mothers. And it says in verse 23, her husband is known in the gates. And something that was funny the other day, used to when Cassandra's been a few times when she got up on top of Trojan Village and was going to watch the fireworks. And they called the police because they didn't know who was on the roof of Trojan Village watching the fireworks. And she hollers down to the policeman that responds and says, "Do you know who my daddy is?" I said, don't ever tell anyone if you're in that situation again. The other day, we were talking, and she was talking about Olivia. She says, what it's going to be now when she grows up is, do you know who my Mimi is? If she gets in trouble. But her husband's known in the gates, and a lot of times we meet people along the way. Sandra working in the medical field in a doctor's office. She knows two-thirds of Allegheny County, part of Independence now, and I'm known by being her husband, which is all right because sometimes she's known as being my wife when we're in the church world. But together we make up Brad and Sandra Wooten. And we're known of each other in the world that she's my wife, I'm her husband. And we have a testimony together. And I thank God for that testimony. We drove separate today. It's not because we was fussing. She was just late getting ready. Had a few more things to do and I come on. So if you see us leaving separate cars, that's why. I don't scare her driving as much as, I mean, she don't scare me driving as much as I scare her driving. But anyway, I thank the Lord for her. She maketh her fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. There's victories that come. Sometimes it seems, ladies, I know that you're taking advantage of. That people are unthankful, that your children are unthankful, your husbands are unthankful for all that you do. But there will come a time of rejoicing. There will be a time when we get older and wiser and we start giving you the honor and respect that you're due on your special day. And not only today. There's 364 more days that we can show honor to our mothers. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. How many of your mothers ever told you, don't make a face like that, it's liable to freeze and stick like that, when you're fussing with your brothers and sisters? Don't stick that paperclip in that electrical socket. If Justin was here, I'd tell you the one about him using the fingernail clippers to cut the lamp cord in two on the lamp. While it was plugged up, he said it went dark for just a little while. We didn't know he had done it until we found the fingernail clippers with the holes burned in them. Don't do that, kids. But she openeth her mouth with wisdom. She teaches us the right ways. She teaches us if we want to have friends, we should be a friend. If we make a promise to keep it, not to use ugly words, because they're not profitable. They don't show the wisdom that mom teaches us. And her tongue is the law of kindness. How many of you ever had your mother tell you, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all? How many times have we heeded it? Not as many as we probably should have. But the law of kindness, to show manners and respect to others and know that there's other people in the world. And that's not just you. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Now men, we fall short. We don't give our wives and mothers enough honor, enough respect, enough praise for what they have done through the years for us. Shame on me. And God help me to do that more. Not just wait for Mother's Day, but every day. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. How is she praised? When one of her children come to an altar, give her life to Christ, she's praised. When she sees them going on and fulfilling the path that God has for them, they get married and have their own children, she's praised by the way that she has taught and raised her children to carry on with life and how they should live and how to be a mother. and many times for us how to be fathers. Favor is deceitful. It can turn on you. But a mother's love never will. And a mother that loves and fears the Lord, she'll never turn her back on you. She will praise and worship God and teach you those ways. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise. And let her own works praise her in the gates. Can you think back to your mother being in the kitchen? Maybe making biscuits. I remember this little scene one time. Mom and Dad, for the lady we was working for, had taken her back to the airport to catch an airplane back to Texas. And so me and Bridget and Jason, I can't remember how old we were. I think I was in high school, maybe. I know I was. But we decided we was going to fix Mom and Dad a meal when they come back. Now, we had watched Mom cook. Well, that Chef Boyardee lasagna out of that box wasn't too hard, because we could follow them instructions. But that cake of wheat bread we tried to fix. Now, any of you don't know what a cake of wheat bread is? It's, you make up biscuits and you just lay it out there and bake it. I'd watched her do it, and I thought I had it because it looked right till I baked it. And when it come out, it was hard as a brick because I'd forgot something. We tried to eat it, but we just sharpened our teeth a little bit and quit on it. They'd good eat the lasagna. That's why I don't, well, she taught me how to fix biscuits later on. But it was many years. But anyway, they teach us that we can provide, that we can have a household, that we can share love. It gave me the want to be able to do something in return for her. I knew they had been there. She was going to get home. It was going to be later. She was going to have to cook then. And it was going to put more on her. And I thought, well, we'll do this. And Bridget was right in there helping me. We made a mess out of that cake of bread. But we had fun. I don't think you could. I don't know if you could read. Oh, well, yeah, you could. It's that time. Y'all, she told, today's her birthday, and she told everybody for a year she was 38 when she was 39. Six months after I reminded her of it then. But give us a desire to want to help out. And that desire is still there. We want to be a help and for others. We give her the fruit of her hands. She done much for us. I can still remember wilted lettuce and onions growing up as a kid and her fixing cornbread fritters and tomatoes. Oh, man, that was a meal fit for a king. It was wonderful. And then when it come a thunderstorm, you had to lay down. You couldn't watch TV. You couldn't have the radio on. You had to lay down and take a nap if it come a thunderstorm. But that was love. It's also because she was wore out. And I later put together, and she needed a nap too. So that was a perfect opportunity for Mom to get some rest. But we love our mothers. God gave us very special people. He knew exactly what we needed. He knew they had to be tough at times, loving at times, strict at times, but it was all the way God designed them. He put a special love in their heart that surpasses all understanding. Loves us unconditionally, just as God loves His people. Unconditionally. This morning, like Sandra said, if your mother's here, and for those this is your first year without your mother, know that it's a hardship. And there's an empty spot. But allow God to fill it today. Remember all the wonderful times that she made for you. And she prayed for you and provided for you. All the laughs, all the joys, let it fill your heart today in remembering her, and give her honor and praise today for what she done for you as a godly mother, that God loved you and gave you the very best that He had for you to grow to be the person you are today. And mothers, I challenge you to be this woman that it's talking about in Proverbs chapter 31, a virtuous woman, not having idle hands. not eating the bread of idleness, but to be busy teaching your young ones. Don't give it up to someone else for them to teach them about God. But love. If you look at a mother, there's many definitions, but the one that means the most to me is love. An unconditional love is mother. This morning, God has an unconditional love through salvation, through Jesus Christ the Son, that came through Mary His mother into this world. And we're thankful that she was found virtuous, but we're thankful and more thankful that Jesus was saw of God to be the Savior of the world. Amen. To come into a world that needed unconditional love. This morning, if you don't know Him as your Savior, He loves you unconditionally. Whatever you've done in your life, God can and will forgive you if you'll come to Him and ask Him for His salvation. I've done too much wrong, preacher. We all did, because we were all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. He'll do the changing. He'll do the cleansing. If you'll just surrender to Him. Just as you surrendered to Mom. When she'd look and say, boy, those ears are dirty as a tater patch. You surrendered because you knew you might as well, because she's going to get that dirt that you missed. God will get the dirt that you're trying to hide if you'll allow Him. As they prepare a song of invitation this morning, if you're here lost and undone without Jesus Christ, you can't understand this mother's love completely yet. But once you're saved, you'll have just a glimpse into how God made mothers. And how God has an unconditional love for you. That in spite of yourself, God still loves you. No matter what wrong you may have done, God still provides a way of escape. No matter how far you may have left Him, He's still right there. Will you come? Let us stand to our feet. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. This